It's time for the Breakfast Club, brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Welcome to the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. Travis Skaggs here with you this morning. We have Kimberly McInnes. She's with the Buffalo Trace Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Travis. I appreciate it.
You've got a program here that's dealing with grandparents. Kind of talk about it for our listeners.
Yeah, I would love to. So Buffalo Trace has received funding back for our Kentucky Family Caregiver Program. This is a program known more commonly to the community as Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Program. Just a little backstory, you know, our grandparents in our community, we have a large population that have been stepping in, you know, taking on a primary caregiving role for grandchildren. It's more than just an arrangement, you know, it's a life-altering commitment that comes without warning a lot of times. The need for grandparents to take on this role can arise for many reasons, you know, such as parental capacity, substance abuse issues, financial instability. New responsibilities come unexpectedly and later in life when the grandparents are settling into retirement usually, or even grappling with their own aging process. So these grandparents are stepping in, sometimes overnight, filling the role of not just grandparent, but parent. For them, the implications are not just emotional, but financial, social, and sometimes even legal. This shift requires a different kind of commitment, one that's rapidly redefining the traditional understanding of what it means to be grandparents today. And the concept of family is ever evolving, and the rise of grandparents raising grandchildren, it's a testament to that shift. So society's gradually acknowledging and providing resources to help with that. You see the school system supporting that in different ways. You see our local state and local agencies, you know, providing assistance in different ways. You know, support groups are popping up, monetary assistance through programs for these grandparents that are making such big sacrifices stepping into that parenting world. So Kentucky's got one of the highest rates of kinship care in the states. Over 50,000 Kentucky grandparents have taken on that responsibility of raising their grandchildren. And the Kentucky Caregiver Program is giving Kentucky children more opportunities to thrive. So this is a program specifically, you know, for grandparents raising grandchildren in our Buffalo Trace region. Grandparents can be of any age. We are seeing a younger group of grandparents kind of coming through, and we're seeing a lot of great grandparents that are stepping into that role at that stage of life. The grandchildren have to be 18 years or younger, and they can receive assistance, supplemental services such as the financial assistance. You know, they can receive access to support groups, resources, information. There's a lot of different criteria to be eligible for the program. We go over that with each grandparent that calls in, you know, but the biggest hit for the program is if they're eligible and if they're not receiving kinship care, if they are getting permanent custody, if they have it already, you know, for the grandchild or grandchildren, they get a certain amount of money to do online shopping with. Now, it's not money we just hand over to them. You know, we purchase it, you know, through our agency, but you know, it is money to provide assistance with basic necessities. We're talking clothing. We're talking personal care items appropriate to age, diapers, pull-ups, wipes, cribs, you know, high chairs, car seats. Those have been a big ticket item already. And as you know, car seats are pretty expensive. You know, we can do some bedroom furniture as well. We're not allowed to purchase some fun things like toys, games, things like that that kids would really want. But, you know, we are looking to help provide once a year, our fiscal year, for meeting those basic needs to relieve some of the financial burden and maybe financial sacrifices that the grandparents, you know, are having to shift around their monthly money to be able to provide for the kids. So
yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Grandparents on Social Security or, you know, financial limited means where they're trying to make ends meet, because we all know stuff is more expensive today than it was, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, 3 weeks ago. So they're having to sacrifice their money. They would do it all the time for their grandkids or great-grandkids.
Yes, yes, correct. You know, we're seeing a large group having to go back into the working field, you know. So not only are they stepping in, being parents again, learning the school system again, you know, learning how to maybe assist and parent, you know, behavioral issues that come up that they haven't dealt with in 50 plus years. But now they're going back to work just to be able to afford the new needs of their growing and multi-generational family.
How does someone qualify? If someone's listening today and they're raising their grandchildren, what's the first step they need to do to get in contact with your all's office?
Yeah, so we want you to reach out to our ADRC and CHIP hotline, and that is 606-564-7084. That is with Buffalo Trace Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living. I mean, you're just going to ask about, you know, the Kentucky Caregiver Program. You can say the Grandparent Program. All the ladies know what you're talking about, you know, as we get those calls in. And to qualify, you know, you've got to be a Kentucky resident. You've got to be the primary caregiver for that grandchild or grandchildren. You must have permanent custody of the grandchildren. They can't be 18 of years of age or older. And the parents of the grandchildren cannot permanently reside in the home with them. They must not receive monthly payment for kinship care. And then their household income cannot exceed 150% of the federal poverty level. That's a mouthful. We check that for you. You know, we don't expect you to call and know the exact percentage of the federal poverty level that maybe you are out. You know, we've got our fancy equipment to figure that out and to relieve some pressure and hopefully some anxieties with calling in. Our grandparents are used to, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, they're that generation where they just have to do what you have to do and don't complain.
You take care of your own, you know, and especially in our rural area. You know, it is just common. It is a beautiful phenomenon, but it can be exhausting and it can present its own challenges, you know, and we are very willing and honored to walk this journey beside of them and provide that assistance, provide the support groups, provide, you know, what we would term as counseling, but just talking. You know, so many of them, you know, we're on the phone hours just getting to know them, getting a real glimpse into their daily challenges, their rewards, and the struggles and sacrifices that they make. These are resilient grandparents.
I couldn't imagine being a grandparent, and I mean, they do it every single day, but younger children or middle school children with technology and different things, because I look at some stuff on technology today and I'm like, I have no clue about this or that. And for them to embrace it, try to learn, and try to help their grandkids as best they can, that's got to be overwhelming.
It's got to be. A lot of times you hear the children are teaching the grandparents, you know, but the schools are making access readily available to learn programs. Our public libraries, you know, in the five counties, there are a lot that are doing computer classes, and they're talking social media safety, you know, internet safety and things like that. Our generation grew up with computers, you know, their generation did not, you know, it is a brand new thing, you know, them wanting to monitor safety-wise for their grandchildren that have access to the World Wide Web, you know, that have access to anything at their fingertips, but also, you know, so they can keep up and they can, you know, help in different ways and research in different way. You know, there's plenty of resources available on the internet for grandparents, you know, and we're going to connect them to those as well and make sure that they know those reliable sources.
And I guess the main thing is call, and you may be able to get some assistance, whether it's you listed these items, personal care items, bedding, bedroom furniture, car seats. Maybe you don't need assistance, but this may help a little bit in shifting maybe your financial means that you have toward other things like games or birthday parties or different things for the children.
Yeah, exactly. Or for themselves, you know, for those that are, hey, I've got limited income and this month we might have to decide between can I afford my medication or can we get a new pair of shoes for Jack? You know, we want to be able to alleviate some of the mental worry and burden of that, you know, and the emotional burden, but, you know, provide a little bit of hope in that area as well. Yeah, it's a great program. We're getting a lot of clients and referrals already. When I tell you that we've got the funding for it, we've got the funding. A lot of people call in and they said, I've never been eligible for anything. You know, why would I be eligible for this? It's different guidelines. You know, it's a very simple program. We simplify the process as much as possible because we know our grandparents are busy and they've got a lot on their plate and they need something that is going to not take up much of their time, you know, to get the program started. And I walk with them every step of the way with it. You know, we'll come out, we'll do the application together, we'll do our online shopping together. there. I get my online shopping fix. It is the best thing, picking out clothing for some of these kids and learning of their personalities. But then talking about, you know, safety measures of car seats even, that have changed drastically since they had children. You know, we're not putting kids up front, you know, that are 2 months old, you know, in the front car with the, you know, barely a seatbelt on them. You know, that's not the case
anymore.
I try to
put my 7-year-old nephew the other day. Yeah. My sister's like, no, he's got to be in a booster. I'm
exactly.
Like, what do you mean?
There's
like,
different guidelines. It's always changing. So, you know, it's those educational moments as well. And thankfully, we have such strong relationships with our community. Like, our health department offers, you know, car seat safety trainings. And they'll even come out and check your car seat in your car to make sure that it is installed properly and that they are the appropriate weight or height for, you know, this level of this car seat. You know, we've got a lot of great resources and community partners that are willing to step in to provide them what they need.
I guess some people get hung up on calling or the application process with anything, whether that's college applications mm-hmm. or buying a house or whatever, but you kind of alluded to it. You're there to walk them through the process, mm-hmm. very easy, answer questions where they don't feel overwhelmed and don't call.
Exactly. We don't want anybody to be intimidated by the process. You know, we understand that calling in is a very vulnerable moment. You know, you're sharing with somebody the immediate struggles of what is going on, but it's also that moment of saying, you know, I would like a little bit of help, and we're used to doing it on our own. And in our culture today, it is a do-it-yourself culture still in a way, you know, and that's what makes our support groups so great in the counties as well. We have an active support group in Lewis County right now, and they have a strong team. They have a strong community, and they meet monthly. They've got that peer-to-peer support. They are sharing the challenges that they are facing. They are sharing, you know, suggestions for handling those day-to-day challenges. And so many times it's nice to connect with somebody that's going through, you know, the same thing that you are. You know, it can be a very isolating role. And our goal is not only to provide them, you know, the assistance with this program and, you know, the wealth of knowledge and monetary assistance that they get with it, but we want to connect them to community, you know, so that they can have somebody to talk to. And then if that talking needs to go a little further and maybe they need some deeper conversations, you know, we've got really great connections, you know, in the counties to be able to refer people to some wonderful mental health services and agencies as well. If a little bit more is needing, then maybe peer-to-peer support is provided.
You kind of mentioned the funding you guys have where a certain amount, a pot. So
yes.
I guess there's not a rush to call, you know, some of these financial means are first come, first serve through mm-hmm. different agencies. But you guys, yeah. if you make the call, you should, if you qualify, mm-hmm. there's enough to spread the wealth, I guess.
Yes, we have plenty to spread the wealth, even if you think you might not call anyways, you know, because if anything, we're going to connect you to other resources that would be beneficial to not only the grandchildren, but the grandparents. You know, our department is an aging department. You know, we are assisting individuals with the help that they need in the house, you know, with assistance with medication costs through our SHIP program, you know, Medicaid eligibility for the different programs that they have, things like that, you know. So yeah, we've got it for the grandchildren, and we've got a great, you know, amount of resources for the grandparents as well. So yeah, definitely make the call. You know, we're there to walk with you every step of the way.
And our community, I think, has embraced it. And obviously every community can do better in certain situations, but you mentioned the health department, mm-hmm. you mentioned your all's office, mm-hmm. the school system, yeah. public library. So there's mm-hmm. other entities I'm sure that I didn't name that mm-hmm. are trying to do things, whether I saw on Facebook today, computer class for seniors,
yes.
and just trying to do different programs to help our older population, but also resources like your office to mm-hmm. get those traditional families are different and defined differently now, where
yes.
grandparents or great-grandparents mm-hmm. are raising their grandchildren and mm-hmm. doing the best they can.
Yes, I would agree. You know, if one agency doesn't have a resource, they're going to know who does, you know, and that is the beauty of our small community, is that strength in partnerships, the strength in knowledge of knowing what their agencies offer. There are so many community partners we wouldn't have enough time to list, you know, who they were, but, you know, we have great access to those for them.
Let's go over the details again on this grandparent program. Just give us the overview again, mm-hmm. Kimberly, and how do people qualify and yeah. call your all's office?
Yeah, so it's the Kentucky Family Caregiver Program, more commonly known as the Grandparent Raising Grandchildren Program, housed here at Buffalo Trace Area Development District. So grandparents in Kentucky who are providing primary care for your grandchildren aged 18 and younger can be eligible for assistance through this program. Grandparents of any age who meet financial guidelines veterans and are not receiving kinship care can receive financial assistance or supportive services. To qualify, you got to be a Kentucky resident. You've got to be the primary caregiver for the grandchild and obtain permanent custody. You have to be related to the grandchild who is no more than 18 years of age by birth, marriage, or adoption. The parents of the grandchild or grandchildren cannot reside in the same home. You must not receive a monthly payment for kinship care, and your household income cannot exceed 150% of the federal poverty level. If you want to see if you are eligible for the program, please do not be intimidated by the eligibility criteria that is required. Give us a call at 606-564-6894. You can ask our secretary, Ms. Nicole, for myself, Kimberly McKinnis, directly, or you can reach out to our ADRC and SHIP hotline, 606-564-7084, and ask about the Kentucky Grandparent Program, and they're going to connect you straight to me as well.
And some help is better than no help.
Yes, agreed. And even if one is not eligible, you know somebody that is. You know a Kentucky grandparent that needs support of some kind, and we can share the word.
Anything else you want to mention today?
I think that's great. I appreciate you letting me come and just speak of this wonderful program that is benefiting a lot in our community already.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Breakfast Club has been brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.